Greetings to you, my dear friend. I hope you're very well by the grace of God. There is a peculiarity in the Bible with respect to how God calls certain people. In Genesis 22, verse 11, he called Abraham, Abraham, Abraham. In Genesis 46, verse 2, he called Jacob, Jacob, Jacob. In Exodus 3, verse 4, he called Moses, Moses, Moses. In 1 Samuel chapter 3, verse 10, he called Samuel, Samuel, Samuel. This is obviously Jesus Christ speaking. We know that because the same pattern occurs in the New Testament. In Matthew 23, verse 37, Jesus said, O Jerusalem, Jerusalem. In Luke 10, 41, Martha, Martha. In Luke 22, verse 31, Simon, Simon. In Acts 9, verse 4, Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? The doubling of names as called by God suggests a close and intimate relationship between God and the person called twice. There is another double expression that occurs only in the book of John. In single form, it occurs all over the Bible. In double form, it only occurs in John. And that is the expression, verily, verily. The word verily means surely, so be it, or amen. John uses it in the lips of Christ twice, always twice, because John gives us the most exalted, elevated representation of God, who is Christ. He begins referring to Christ as the Word in John 1, verse 1. The other Gospels begin with Christ at an earthly level. John begins with Christ as having been in existence in all eternity. And John has him saying, verily, 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 or amen, amen, so be it, so be it. Why am I bringing this to your attention? The Ten Commandments were written twice. In Exodus 20, God spoke them. Then he told Moses to write them, or God himself wrote them, I should say. Moses broke them in Exodus 32 when he saw the Israelites worshiping the golden calf. And in Exodus 34, verse 1, God told Moses, hew two tables of stone and bring them up to me. I will write the commandments again. The commandments are verily, verily. God wrote them twice. And the person who spoke them was Jesus Christ. The person who told Moses, hew two other tables of stone and come back up the mountain that I may inscribe the law again. That person was Christ. Of course, the instrument of the inscribing was the Holy Ghost. But the person who required it inscribed was Christ. It was his voice that spoke the Ten Commandments. I say again, the commandments were written twice. Amen, amen. Verily, verily. So be it, so be it. Christ was very careful to tell Moses in verse 1 of chapter 34 of Exodus, I will write the very same words on the second set of tables that I wrote on the first. This is verily, verily. Surely, surely. Amen, amen. My listening friend, the Ten Commandments are amen, amen. Nothing could be changed. If we itemize the Ten Commandments, we isolate the fourth. It is like the other nine, amen, amen, so be it, trustworthy, reliable, nothing to be changed or modified. The seventh day, my dear friend, is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. And Jesus has given it to you and to me in the Amen, Amen version, written twice in the Verily, Verily version, which is a distinct way by which Christ calls his beloved. As you keep the Sabbath holy, have the assurance that the law of God is Amen and Amen. Happy Sabbath, and God bless you.